welcome in the call the head coach of the Elon Phoenix, Rich Kroski. Good morning, Coach Kroski. Coach?
Hey, Rob, how are you? I'm here.
Yep. I'm good. How are you doing? Good.
Doing well,
you guys, good. You guys obviously coming off a very impressive win on Saturday night, 27-10 at William & Mary. Talk about that victory and what you saw as you've gone back and looked at the film.
Well, it's great to get off on the in the conference with a win, and certainly it couldn't have started better. We really came out with a great focus and energy, and defense got a couple really high energy plays on the opening series, and then force a three and out punt. We're able to get a blocked punt right from the get go, and it got us going. And then special teams came up big again. So special teams played a huge part in the game, gave us field position on a couple drives early on to let us extend the lead. We had a pretty good return after a great punt by David Petroni. So really all 17 points that we had in the first half were attributed to our special teams really setting the field position up. And then they came back and, scored one on a big play early on in the second half. And the best thing that I could say is that, our offense responded. And over a period of about 16 minutes, we had two drives that ate up 27 plays, 160 yards, led to 10 points, and used up about 13 minutes of clock. So where they kind of dominated the possession game in the first half, we were able to flip that in the second half and, hold on to the lead. So it was a good win.
Second win ever for Elon over a top 10 program. And as you build the Elon program and in the CA especially, how big for your young team not only to get a win over a top 10 program like William & Mary, but to do it on the road?
Well, I think both regard. I think one, it'll hopefully give us confidence as we head into the CAA. But at the same time, I think we got to make sure we understand it. It is a game, and that's why we play the game. And we got another top 15 program coming up this week in Villanova, and that's the league we play in. It's we celebrated Saturday night, and met about it yesterday. And my biggest message to the guys last night after our team meeting was, okay, put it to bed. So it'll be a good barometer where we're at from a maturity standpoint. I think there's been signs of some maturity as the year has progressed, and this will be one of those other signs. How do we prepare this week for another very good opponent coming off a good win against a very good team?
You touched earlier how big the special teams were, and we talk a lot about offense and defense, but not as much about special teams. How much emphasis do you guys put on that? And then how big on Saturday with those plays to be able to play from the lead in that type of game?
Well, I'd like to think, and again, you don't know everybody's practice plans and meeting schedules, but I do. I think we put in as much time on special teams. Some guys on staff even question how much time we do, but I'm committed to it. Coach Brown, our special teams coordinator, does a great job. And, we really, did a nice job scheme-wise against some of their punt stuff, and it was able to lead to that. And then our specialist, David Petroni had one punt that got downed on the one-yard line and led to another, points following those drives, and then had another one that was on the five-yard line. And those things are huge. And then Demetrius Oliver was responsible for the block and then has a tackle on another punt return play. So Demetrius, got the nod for special teams player of the week. And then our kicker, John Gallagher, he's been perfect on the season so far, and it gives you, you feel like once you get inside the 25, you feel like you're going to come away with some points. So all around, our special teams have been pretty solid so far.
We're here with Elon head coach Rich Kroski. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit *1 on your keypad. I want to talk a little bit about the defensive effort. You guys hold William & Mary to just 104 yards and on the ground, and then three interceptions. And as you touched on, other than the big play from Deadman, was pretty solid. Talk about their play against a very veteran William & Mary team.
Well, I think, we executed for the most part pretty good. We still had some breakdowns, but I think the biggest part that I was really proud of our defense, I thought we played with great energy. I thought we played a very physical game and played really pursue to the ball well. And I think when you do those things, you're going to have a good night. And, you know, we're still a work in progress. We had some breakdowns here and there, but, you know, I think the kids learn from this. You know, when you play hard and you're a physical football team on defense, you know, usually the results are going to be pretty good. And, you know, we had the big play that we gave up early in the second half. But other than that, we boxed them in pretty good. And I said last week, you know, trying to make this team one-dimensional was one of our goals, and we were able to get them into some third and long situations. You know, got a couple turnovers, put some pressure on the quarterback. So, but overall, the biggest thing I was proud of, you know, was just the energy in which our defense played and the physicality in which they played. I was really proud of that.
Got a couple media questions in queue, if you'll get those for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from the line of Terry Tilley with the Delco Times.
Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Doing well, thank you.
You know, you struggled a little bit in your first two games, but you seem to have turned it around. What's kind of turned it around for you here?
Well, I don't know if we turned it around. We're still a work in progress, and we're still a young team. I think I didn't do a great job heading into our opener with Gardner Webb of making sure we had the right mindset, and maybe it was some false confidence. I think we learned a lot from that game. I thought our confidence grew a little bit at our Charlotte game. And then, you know, Fayetteville State last week, it was, you know, it's a Division II opponent, but I thought we played, you know, well. You know, we won handily. And this game, I think our kids just came out with really good energy. And like I said earlier, I think the biggest thing I was proud of was each phase of the team, our special teams, defense, and offense, when somebody needed to pick somebody else up. Offensively, we did not have a good first half this past Saturday night, but our defense and special teams really rose to the occasion. And, you know, like I said, we gave up the touchdown early on, and our offense kind of stepped up. So I think we're just maturing as a team. We're still a work in progress. We're still very young. I don't look at it as if we've turned the corner by any means. We're still a big part of the process is still happening for sure.
And what do you see in Villanova? What problems do they present for your football club?
Well, the first thing that stands out to me is how good they are in two categories. We talk a lot about their turnover ratio right now is amongst the top in the league. Then their third in rush defense and second in rushing offense. So they're running the ball well. They're stopping the run on defense pretty well. And then I'll say I'm really impressed by the quarterback. I think the Benarchik kid is really I think he's improved significantly. Even though we didn't play them last year, we saw them a lot on film. I think his pocket presence is a lot better than it was last year. And then their perimeter speed is pretty impressive. So they're going to be I don't know if the rankings have come out yet, but, you know, it's another battle that, you know, welcome to the CAA. So and certainly the job Coach Talley does.
Thanks, Coach.
Okay, thank you.
Your next question is from Dave Johnson with the Daily Press.
Good morning, Coach. I was wondering if you could sort of take me through the block punt in the first quarter. What were you able to do there? And they had a block punt earlier this year against Hampton. I didn't know, was there something on film you saw there that you thought you might be able to vote?
Well, I think it's every week. You're looking for that, you know, little chink, and every punt protection has a plus and minus. And really, they gave us some formations that we weren't anticipating. But that one early on, we got into an overload call. And really, Demetrius, he's blocked. I mean, it's not a bust. He is blocked by one of their shield guys on the back end. But Demetrius did a really good job technique-wise. They might have been a tick slow with their operation. He gets his paw up there, and it's a block. So I wouldn't say, you know, they're a good and a well-coached team. But like any punt, you know, we do that every week, and you hope you design something that maybe is going to put some pressure on their and they had a substitute back there too. That's the other thing I would add in their shield. So I think all those things played into, you know, Demetrius and the block punt. And then, you know, obviously it was a big momentum swing early in the game.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Chris, before I let you go, we've talked defense and special teams, but we'd be remiss if we don't talk about the offensive effort, as you touched on a couple of long drives that sort of sealed the deal in the second half. And Malcolm Summers was outstanding, 26 carries, 120 yards, two touchdowns. Is that as good a game as he's had for you?
It is. It's his most productive game. He ran the ball hard, and the combination of him and DeSean McNair has continued to be good. And, you know, you can't say the running game without the offensive line. We did some things in the second half we didn't do in the first half. I think 75% of our efficient runs took place in the second half. So the kids up front did a good job. We did a couple things, you know, from a formation standpoint, and add Malcolm on two big runs, you know, two runs over 25 yards. So certainly everybody's to be commended on the ability we had to run the ball in the second half.
All right, Rich, thanks for your time this morning, and look forward to talking to you again next week.
Okay, thanks, guys.
All right, thank you.